I'm outside the La Crosse post office, where I've been asking people who they'll be voting for in the 32nd Senate District recall race on Tuesday.
Sandy Paling, La Crosse. I totally agree with Walker that things need to change regarding the debt. However, I guess I'm not happy about the way he went about it, so I probably will be voting for Jennifer Schilling.
Pat Donaldson, Caledonia Street. Dan Kafanka, he's done a lot of good for the whole city of La Crosse for a long time, and he just deserves it, not to have to put up with a recall.
My name is Rick Mitchell, and I live in Onalaska, Wisconsin. I'll be voting for Jennifer Schilling. Jennifer's a listener. She listens to her constituents. She gets around to all the events. She represents people very well.
Jill Wilkie, and I live in Onalaska, Wisconsin. I feel that Dan Kopinski did what he said he was going to do. We cannot keep living in a state that runs in a deficit, so we need to balance the budget, and he did what we asked him to do.
A recent poll by Public Policy Polling found that only 3% of voters in the 32nd district are undecided. UW La Crosse political scientist Joe Heim says that's extremely rare. Usually 10 to 15% of voters are undecided in an election.
I think people decided very early on this. I think, I hate to say it, but maybe it's good to say that all that hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent on TV and radio have probably had very minimal effect.
Senator Kopinski was first elected to represent the 32nd district in 2004, and Representative Schilling was first elected in 2000. Both candidates are well-known and well-liked in the La Crosse area. They've cordially worked together on past legislative policy, but when it comes to the issues during the recall campaign, they're practically polar opposites, from their stance on collective bargaining to concealed carry. But Heim says their positions may not matter.
Unfortunately, I don't think this is an election where you focus on issues. Wisconsin voters are historically issue voters. And this is an election of much more of a referendum nature. I think people either are happy or unhappy with the Walker direction of the state, and they are voting accordingly.
There still is a small percentage of undecided voters that Kopinski and Schilling need to win over. Kopinski has been hot on the campaign trail, knocking on doors and making the rounds at La Crosse Loggers games, the baseball team he owns. He says there are more undecided voters now than there were a few months ago because people are seeing results, such as job growth. When talking with voters, Kopinski stands behind his support of the state budget and collective bargaining restrictions.
Something had to be done. Something had to be done. And so they may agree with what we did and be all for us, or they may disagree, but they do agree that the state was in such a financial situation that we had to take some extraordinary measures, which we did.
Schilling, on the other hand, has dedicated a lot of time to campaigning in rural areas, which are historical strongholds for Kopinski.
People are really dialed in and are following this campaign, and they have their minds made up if they support Governor Walker and Senator Kopinski, or if they support the Democrats in standing up for workers' rights here in the state.
Six Republican state senators face recall elections tomorrow. Two Democrats face recall elections next week. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.